Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to The Whole Show on KFK.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios, and we've been talking about this event coming up here not this weekend, but next weekend, the World Long Drive World Championships, going to be taking place at Bigfoot Turf Farm in LaSalle. Check them out online at worldlongdrive.com. We've here on this show, and I know the fellows on Good Morning NoCo, we've had a chance to interview a couple of the longest hitters in the world, so that's been really exciting. Joining me now is David Livingston, Chief Commercial Officer of World Long Drive. David, thank you so much for giving us some time, my friend. I love this, and it sounds like we are in for a treat coming up here in a couple of weeks.
It's going to be very, very exciting, September 25 to 27. And Brady, thanks for making time for me on the show this morning.
Well, this is the best part about golf. I just want to see people get up there and launch it. And that's exactly what we're going to see on September 25th through the 27th is, we're talking long freaking drives here. There's nothing better than seeing someone really get a hold of that golf ball and just watching it soar.
Brady, we feature the most exciting shot in drive and one that's relevant to all golfers, just hitting it long and straight off the tee. We're really optimistic. In fact, we're offering an incentive to our athletes who reach the semifinals and finals for hitting a 500-yard drive on the men's side and a 400-yard drive on the women's side. These athletes can really knock the cover off the ball, no pun intended.
Well, and that extra incentive, too. And being here in Colorado, knocking on wood for you guys that the weather is going to be pretty good. No reason it shouldn't. We've already got the nasty stuff out of the way the last few days. So I think we're clearing up perfectly for, next weekend.
We're excited. Forecast looks good for Thursday, September 25th through Saturday, September 27th. And we know that the energy and excitement will build over those 3 days. We're looking at Saturday, the 27th of September, as Championship Saturday. We'll be crowning our champions in our amateur division, our women's division, and then finally our elite division, which features 30 of the absolute best strikers of the golf ball for distance in the world. We're also really excited to be partnering with Bigfoot Turf Farm. Greg Johnson, Coloradan and living in LaSalle, has been a big supporter of Long Drive for many, many years. He lives on a 160-acre plot of land in LaSalle, and he specializes in growing golf turf. So we've got perfect conditions in terms of the venue. We think the weather will be great. We're hitting right into the front range on our championship grid, and we're really excited about the upcoming event.
Well, and David, the longest drive of the year is 485 yards. Is that right?
Correct.
And it happened at Bigfoot Turf Farm, right?
That was in LaSalle.
Yeah.
This will be the third of three events that we've had in LaSalle over the past 2 months, culminating in the World Championships. We've already exceeded 485.
Wow.
So with the adrenaline and excitement that our top men's division hitters will have going into the final, I don't want to guarantee anything, but we're really looking forward to that 500-yard drive. That'll be a world-long drive world record when that happens.
That would be – okay, so how optimistic? You sound pretty optimistic that this might be the time. We're going to see that 500-yarder.
It really is something. This is the competition that these athletes peak towards their whole season. So they're taking care of their bodies. They're taking care of their golf swings. And they're focused on, putting all of their energy, effort, and talent, into delivering on the hitting stage at the World Championships. And it's just when we get down to the final rounds of competition, our quarterfinals, semifinals, and then the final two, the adrenaline is pumping so hard that it just really, really creates some of the most outstanding drives we see over the course of the competition.
David Livingston joining us, Chief Commercial Officer of World Long Drive, the World Long Drive World Championships, December 25th through the 27th at Bigfoot Turf Farm in LaSalle. Now, this is what's cool about this. There's so many things that's cool about this, but The World Long Drive World Championships, that's going to be featured on the Golf Channel, too. I think that is just awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited to showcase the greater Greeley area, highlight northern Colorado as well. We've really made a lot of outreach into the local community. We've partnered with Visit Greeley. We feel like, you know, this is an exciting event and also opportunity for this part of the country. And we know it's going to be a great competition. We've also made it easy to attend. It's a free event. Mm-hmm. We've got free parking. We've got food trucks. We've got music. We've got entertainment for the whole family, including our kids zone presented by Colorado Golf Expo. So, you know, if there's a day to focus on coming out, love to see fans come out all 3 days. That championship Saturday really gets started in late morning on Saturday, the 27th, and then concludes with, again, the best hitters in the world competing for what we call our World Long Drive World Championship belt.
Well, and also, this is what's cool, too, on that Saturday, later in the afternoon, there's going to be a, tell me more about this free youth clinic. Some of the hitters are going to be, some of the best hitters in the world are going to be there trying to teach some of the youngsters a thing or two.
Yeah, we've connected with the First Tee of Colorado, as well as the local Weld County golf community. And so, supporting our partner, Newton Shafts, we're hosting a junior clinic at 3 p.m. on Saturday the 27th that'll lead right into the women's finals. And we'll have our, call them competitors and golf entertainers from Pin High Golf, Josh Cassaday, who's a local Coloradan, and Troy Teal, you know, giving instruction to the kids, letting them hit some balls off the tee. And, you know, hopefully it's really starting to build the idea in their young minds of where they could, you know, take their talents as they grow older.
David, talk to me about your background a little bit, because we've had a chance to talk to some of the athletes, and this Monica Living was so great a couple of weeks ago, and her story was really fascinating. Like, she's, hey, I didn't really know. I golfed in college. I was kind of done with it. Then I'm out. I kind of put the clubs down, and next thing you know, I'm at a golf tournament, and I launch it into a professional at that point, and she's like I'm so worried I knocked him out or I hit him or I got close to him. He's more like, dude, you should be doing this, like, you should be participating. How did you get to where you are with the World Long Drive World Championships?
Well, I appreciate you asking a little bit about me, and I'll be brief. I am an avid golfer, but anyone who comes out to watch me hit is going to see a ball go about 225 yards and land on the right side of the fairway. No, I'm on the business end. You know, we're building this brand, this sport. It's been around for a long time, but it's had ownership and management by different organizations. Company I work for, GF Sports Entertainment, acquired this property from the Golf Channel post-COVID. And we're building it up so that we can bring this sport, long drive, to the athletes, many of whom are successful in other sports, to focus on something that we tend to find a lot of big, strong, highly coordinated athletes do well, which is hit the ball off the tee.
How do you find these? Again, we're talking to Monica. Hers is kind of a unique story there. But how are you finding these amazing hitters? I mean, you guys are getting more than 120 of the longest hitters in the world. How do you go about that? Do they come to you? Do you discover them? Give me some of the rundown there.
It's an interesting mix. And we find, you know, a lot of common threads between those highly competitive athletes in other sports. Our 2024 men's world champion, Sean Johnson, is from Durango, Colorado. You know, he's a AAA baseball pitcher in the Blue Jays organization. He just sort of took up golf after his baseball career was finished, meaning he had more time to play and got into it a little bit more. And just like Monica, he found, wow, I'm really hitting the ball a lot farther than my buddies. And a couple people pointed him, you know, hey, have you ever tried long drive? He did some research on his own, started training, and now, you know, he's the defending champion going into this year's event. We want to see, you know, hockey players, football players, soccer players, athletes on the women's side in volleyball, softball, who suddenly take up golf, understand that this is a great way to keep that competitive edge and showcase their talents to an audience that appreciates both the spectacle, but on the golf side, it's incredible to stand behind these athletes and see how far they're able to hit the ball.
Well, and again, you mentioned it, but it's so cool for people because it's free admission for the entire weekend. So you come out, free admission, come by, and then there's food trucks, there's vendors, there's music, all this is going on. And then you gather around and just watch these men and women just absolutely blast away.
Yeah, and I'll add one more special feature. We're going to have a skydiving jump right before the men's final on September 27th. And you know, we should have some other entertainment factors that'll increase the energy and the atmosphere around the competition that afternoon.
David, what's the best way for people to kind of follow along? Obviously, this event coming up in less than 2 weeks, but if they want to keep track of what's going on with World Long Drive throughout the year, social media, all that, but I've been kind of recommending the website to worldlongdrive.com.
Worldlongdrive.com is the first stop I would recommend anyone make just to get an overview of our sport, a detailed schedule of the World Championships competition so you know when the different divisions are going to be competing each day. You can follow us on social media. Just type in World Long Drive, one word, and you know we'll provide all the information. We'd love to have as many people in the local community come out and just experience a morning and afternoon, or even come out and watch the championship belts get handed out on Saturday, September 27th.
These are I'm on your X account now, and these are just monster distances that people get to enjoy. I'm pushing for somebody to hit that 500. But even if they don't, I mean, we're talking 485. This is still outstanding.
Hey, fingers crossed! And like you said, we've already surpassed 485. So we are really fully expecting to see that 500-yard drive come Saturday the 27th.
I can't wait. David, did I miss anything? I want to make sure we get all the information we possibly can because it's an exciting event for our Northern Coloradoans right here in their own backyard.
Yeah, for those people who aren't able to attend, either the 25th, 26th, or 27th, as you mentioned earlier, Brady, we are producing a full television recap of the event for Golf Channel. That'll air a little later in the year in December, but it'll highlight not only the competition and the venue, but our time in Greeley, and again, all of the welcome reception we've received from Northern Colorado.
I can't wait. David, appreciate your time, my friend. Such an exciting thing here for us locally. So we're excited that you guys are bringing it back and hopefully keeping it around Bigfoot Turf Farm each and every year in LaSalle. And, man, we'll catch up again.
Thanks, Brady. It's a great venue and should be a great event. Look forward to seeing everyone the 25th through the 27th.
Sounds great, my friend. We'll catch up with you soon. Good luck. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks. Take care.
David Livingston, Chief Commercial Officer for World Long Drive. Their longest drive of the year was at Bigfoot Turf Farm. 485 yards. Wow. I mean, I'm watching it right now. Jack Smith hitting that bad boy on their social media account, on their X account. This is fun. You guys got to check this out. Go to worldlongdrive.com or follow them on X at worldlongdrive. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll take a short break here. Michael, Bo Nix, Sean Payton. Is there a riff? Should we be worried? Or is it just two feisty competitors being feisty? We'll talk about it. We'll be right back.
Your college football, the NFL, and the Broncos. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.